Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bane.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? It's Vince the Bay. Good to be back with you here on another Wednesday night edition of Disorderly Conduct. Shouts out to the early chit chatter, Captain Scarlet, guest listener. Also, Blunts No Joints in the building. That's right, kids. Sorry to catch you off guard. I'm doing an early start time tonight, and I think I'm going to do it again tomorrow night, too. In fact, this is probably going to be my new start time for the foreseeable future. I realized last night, towards the end of the show, when I was just hungry and tired and just kind of going through the motions the last half hour of the show last night, I realized... I'm too old to do the show so goddamn late. So I decided I am going to begin the show back at 10 p.m. I was on at 10 p.m. for a long time, then I pushed it back to 11. It's been all over the map, so whatever. For the foreseeable future, I'm going to be on at 10 p.m. And just get used to it. Whatever. Relax. hang out. It's just us. I mean, most folks probably don't even realize that I'm on right now. It's fine. Don't matter. It is what it is. That just means more room for you guys to, for you to call me and express your feelings. It's, you know, open lines. As always, calls take priority. But we had a request from the chat room there. My good friend in the chat room there, Captain Scarlet, is wondering what the call-in, the Skype call-in number is. And I know Blunts No Joints, you're not, you know, your hand's not up, but I want to ask you anyway, if you don't mind. Hey, Blunts No Joints, are you there?
What up, Vince?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good, man. You sound great. I wanted to ask you, this guy in the chat room wants to know what the BTR call-in number is for Skype. You know, it should see like BTR listener or something or other. What is it?
022.
22?
No, 022.
022. Okay, BTR listener 022 is the Skype. That's good to know.
Definitely.
BTR listener 022.
Vince, what's with the elevator music in the background?
Oh, that's my homies, dude. That's my house band.
Your the house? You got a band in your house right now?
That's the Vince and the Bay Orchestra. Yeah, yeah. They have some standards that they play for me. They do the porn music that I play, which is this music. Oh yeah. This is when I get down and dirty. I have my homeboys, the Vince and the Bay Orchestra. Yeah, I bust this out. I use that to make love, ladies. Steve Wireman on guitar. Booyah on the bass. Q on the drums. And Mike on the keyboards. Good to have them on the show. Yeah. That's the house band, the Vince and the Bay House Band, the Vince and the Bay Orchestra. They also do it here. When I do, they just play music beds and stuff. All right, cut it, guys. This is not porn time. That was just an example. And you know how Jimmy Fallon has the Roots? I got these guys, dude. They also have this. They'll play me like fruity music for like Fruity Tuesday for background music, or sexy party time. They'll do shit like this. We are fruity, fruitful, fruit. That's how we do. Like Stevie Wonder or some shit, right?
Oh, I got you a new listener right now.
You're in the mix of this way. That's enough, guys. That's enough. Thank you. All right. So you get the point. I got a lot of, you know, these guys.
Hey, Vince, I brought you a new listener, so try to make this one extra special.
All right. You're putting some pressure on me now, dude. Who's gonna...
My bad. Nah, you can make it just as mundane as usual. It's all good.
Make it just as boring and devoid of humor and entertainment value as normal. Well, in that spirit, let's try taking a call here. Pivot Idiot. That's it. Pivot Idiot. What's up?
Good evening, Warm Your Honor.
Hey, what's going on? What's up with you, dude?
But you can't wait for Ghost's chat tonight.
Oh, Ghost Chat Night, yeah. Dude, you have a really crappy connection, and it sounds like you're talking inside of a missile silo. Is there any way you can correct your technology situation there?
No. I'll put myself
okay. You are clipping and Patriot Gregging in an obscene way, and I have no idea what you're saying, so you're going to have to go on hold for just a second. Chill out there. Get your shit together. Maybe even, like, try not stealing your neighbor's Wi-Fi, and find a more solid connection. Maybe convince your parents to let you hardwire into their Ethernet port, whatever. You can do what you got to do, bro. Get your technology right. Anyway, it's Vince in the Bay. As you can see, the episode info here is all about. I found this article about cyber wars between China and the United States, and it's a very, very in-depth article, a Vanity Fair piece, and it's extremely in-depth and fascinating. And I think I'm going to read excerpts of it tonight, and then hopefully we can talk about it. I think it's fascinating, and I put a little blurb there in my my intro talking about how hackers have attacked America's defense establishment, as well as companies from Google to Morgan Stanley to security giant RSA, and fingers point back to China as the culprit. And tonight I'm hoping to do a deep dive into the raging cyber war that is going on right under our noses. And the article cites these operations. I don't know if this writer just pulled these out of his ass, made them up or what, but Operation Aurora and Operation Shady Rat. And hopefully we'll learn why Washington has been slow to fight back the Chinese hackers. Meanwhile, as this global cyber war heats up, the war is heating up to unprecedented levels. The U.S. government's national security complex is attempting to build an army of, quote, cyber warriors to help fend off enemies. But will hackers take a job with the man? Who knows? We'll hopefully be able to answer that question and more right here on Blog Talk Radio with Vince of the Bay on Disorderly Conduct. If you want to join me here, it's myself, Blunts No Joints, and Pivot Idiot hanging loose and holding it down for 2 hours. And don't be shy. Call me. Let's get fired up, though, kids. I was reading they have the local rag here in town called the SF Weekly. There's a couple of them. There's the SF Weekly, the Guardian. There's a few other ones, Metro. But it's essentially like the Village Voice for San Francisco. They had a great piece today on Bay Area hip-hop. Like, I wouldn't even call it hip-hop. I'd call it, well, I guess it is technically Bay Area hip-hop. It is, yeah, no, I shouldn't say that. It is Bay Area hip-hop. And it was a great piece. And they highlighted three people. They highlighted Mr. Fab, who's been around for a while now. He kind of came to fame in the hyphy movement, and he's kind of still lingering around doing his thing. Krayshawn, this up-and-coming youngster, white chick, kind of reminds me of like a PG-13 version of Peaches, maybe. Sort of an ironic hipster hip-hop. And, and Lil B. Lil B, the based god. Oh, man, what a crazy piece. But it got me fired up for some Krayshawn. So I'm going to play some Krayshawn. We'll get fired up. We'll fire up the switchboard, and I'll read some of this article, and we'll dish and see what's up. Get our swag on, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Let's see. What's the name of this bitch? Krayshawn. Starts with a K. And, you know, she's been out for a while. She's got this hit, Gucci Gucci. You know what I'm talking about. It's fucking Bay Area, baby. Because I'm Vince in the Bay, and that's how I do it, motherfuckers. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. BRB.
Just me as your majesty. Yeah, you can kiss the ring, but you can never. Gianni Puglio, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear, l'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV. A colui. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Puglio, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un film di Alcosti.
Finish him!
Down goes Freeza! Down goes Freeza! Down goes Freeza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace. Victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Hey, it's Vincent the Bay. Back with Blunts No Joints. And also... Not really?
I'm sorry, Vince. I meant to mute myself. I was talking to somebody else.
Sorry. No problem. Never mind me. Just trying to do a radio show here, bro. It's cool.
My bad, dog.
No problemo, dude. If there's anything I can do for you, I'll put the show on hold and we'll take care of it. I got another caller here, and this is somebody who's been waiting patiently here. Caller from area code 931. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince in the Bay. It's Old Brutus from the Chronicle.su. How you doing, man?
Oh, fantastic, Old Brutus. How you doing?
No complaints. I'm just traversing the country here, having some brews, doing all right.
Good times, man. I'm glad that you're out and about and, you know, doing well, dude.
Damn it, I forgot.
Living like a champ.
Good times, man. Good to hear. So, hey, I had Billy on last night, and he broke the news that the Chronicle.su is being investigated by the State Department, apparently. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, probably investigated by the State Department, no doubt. We're on their list. There's no reason we shouldn't be, really. They have every reason in the world to watch us. I think maybe something that's been in development is we're under investigation by other people as well. And that's where that gets kind of weird, Vince. It's a recent development. I guess I should explain. You see, there's this little news site that we sort of we gave them the business recently, and now all of a sudden it would seem that they're being used as a tool against us. No real surprise there, but. It's just it's a real interesting thing developing, and we're definitely being watched. There's a spy among us, Vince.
That's me.
I knew it.
Yeah, well, we've always known that.
All right, cool. As long as you know.
Yeah, I know.
My FBI,
well, I'll tell you what, man. I will keep my eyes peeled. I will keep my eyes peeled. I've always had my suspicions about those Chronicle guys. They've always seemed a little shady to me. I mean, not you, Brutus. I mean, to the rest of them. But you know, I always had my doubts. They just had too much good insider knowledge. It was too good. How are they always one step ahead of the jester? How would they get them? How are they so good?
Don't ask me, man. If I knew, I'd have fucked it up already.
You're 0-4, bro. Don't talk to me. Get muted. You're the one bitching at me about a game. Fuck yourself.
About a game?
Damn it. I keep forgetting to mute myself, guys.
Okay, all right. Jesus.
No, I'm done with the game. I'm turning this shit off. I'm for Vince in the Bay for this next hour.
Put Hello Kitty's Island Adventure down for just a minute. Put it on pause for the fucking show that, you know, people are listening.
You're right. That's my bad, Vince. That's some disrespectful shit right there.
Damn straight. What's up with that?
What is up with that?
All right, no, I'm done. No more.
All right, I gotta tweet this shit. I haven't tweeted in like a good 10 or 15 minutes.
Tweet how he fucked up playing that game.
Yes, I'm going to put that in the tweet.
No. I didn't fuck up. The guy's bitching at me because I killed his ass for
care.
Like the fifth time in a row. I'm just letting you know. I'm just...
Vince already tweeted it.
I'm in the process.
You're going to ruin my amazing reputation, Vince.
Oh, Jesus. I'm getting contacted right now but from Billy. I'm getting tweeted. I'm getting blown up on Twitter right now. I don't know what the hell's going on. What does this say? Hang on, let me check this out. There will be more details on the investigation shortly. Oh my God, this just in from Billy via Twitter. There will be more details on the investigation shortly. So we're going to stick around for that. We got an hour and a half to go. We can break that news. I also want to get into this Enter the Cyber Dragon article. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but I was sent this Vanity Fair piece that's going to be in the September edition. About Jesus Christ, how we're at war with the Chinese. We've been at war with the Chinese for like
the
a long time.
War.
Yeah, I had no idea. I had no clue. Apparently, we're just now assembling, trying to like recruit people for our army, and we're already 10 years behind the Russians and 15 years behind the Chinese. And this article goes into deep detail about how fucking hardcore the Chinese hackers are exactly. It's insane.
They know what they're doing. They even enslave their prisoners and have them hack. They do manual labor in the day, and then they put them on computers at night.
It's insanity. And they're good. They're all just wizards. Insane.
Their boss.
dude.
They'll get on World of Warcraft and they make them farm for gold. There are so many Chinese enslaved gold farmers, and they're making a bigger profit selling the fake World of Warcraft gold than the fruits of their manual labor.
I believe it.
That's a true story, by the way. That's not chronicle.su, which is also true. Vince, that was a great article, man. Anton Oyvay.
Yes. Did you like that, Junkyard America?
It was beautiful. Did you happen to Photoshop it?
That?
Or did Anton Oyvay?
Anton Oyvay is responsible for that, I believe.
Yeah.
He's one of the ones I suspect. Yeah, that guy is, he's on the inside though. He knows what's going on though. I'm getting some weird nasty feedback. Is that Blunt or is that?
That's actually me.
That's you.
I got something else going on here.
That's an unfortunate.
Sorry, I'm fixing it right now.
Yeah. Some unfortunate feedback going on.
Just a matter of turning the speakerphone off, and it's good.
Yeah, but you know what? Anton Oyvay did not coin that term, Junkyard America. That's straight up. He ripped off Ghost. That's a Ghost term.
Yeah, I recognize it right away.
The Ghost,
which is more appropriate, by the way.
That's one of Ghost's many, many, many memes. Although I heard Ghost today, and Ghost actually admitted on air, he's like, you know what? If it came down to it right now, to be honest, I think I'd vote for Barack Obama again. He's like, I've made more money during Barack Obama than I've had in any other president except for maybe Ronald Reagan.
I really appreciate his reverse love. He's got something good going on there, and people, I guess, see it.
Oh yeah. He's on top of it, man. He's a hoot. Good times with that guy. It sounds very noisy where you're at. Are you on the side of the road again? Are you hitching a ride somewhere?
I'm driving down the road and gotta open the window to smoke pot. Sorry, I'll just mute myself.
Oh,
and
oh, good.
Yeah, roll the window up. Roll the window up. We'll hotbox it. I don't care.
All right, well, check this out. I'm going to read some of this article, and you might find it fascinating. If not, you might fall asleep. But I'm going to read little excerpts here, and I think it's fascinating, and hopefully you will too. And, you know, you can chime in at any time if you feel free to. Let's see. This is... I want to find out what the name of this guy is. Michael Joseph Gross. I got to find this guy on. Does he have a Twitter? All these guys have Twitters by now. All these writers and stuff. That's what's great is I can read one of these articles and then troll the writer on Twitter and I get blocked by them. Michael Joseph Gross. Oh, I got to put Twitter in the name in the thing down. Twitter. Maybe that's him. Ooh, protected his tweets. Ooh, dun dun dun. All right, well, forget it. He's got this interesting article. It's for Vanity Fair for the September 2011 edition. And what he has is where am I at? Here we go. Lying there in the junk mail folder. In the spammy mess of mortgage offers and erectile dysfunction drug ads, an email from an associate with a subject line that looked legitimate caught the man's eye. The subject line said, quote, 2011 recruitment plan. It was late winter 2011. The man clicked on the message, download the attached Excel spreadsheet file, and unwittingly set in motion a chain of events that allowed allowing hackers to raid the computer networks of his employer, RSA. RSA is the security division of the high-tech company EMC. Its products protect computer networks at the White House, the Central Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, the Pentagon, the Department of Homeland Security, most top defense contractors, and a majority of Fortune 500 companies. The parent company disclosed the breach on March 17th in a filing with the Securities and Exchanges Commission. The hack gravely undermined the reputation of RSA's popular Secure ID security service. As spring gave way to summer, bloggers and computer security experts found evidence that the attack on RSA had come from China. They also linked the RSA attack to the penetration of computer networks at some of RSA's most powerful defense contracting clients, among them Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and L3 Communications. Few details of these episodes have been made public. The RSA and defense contractor hacks are among the latest battles in a decade-long spy war. Hackers from many countries have been exfiltrating, that is, stealing intellectual property from American corporations and the U.S. government on a massive scale. And Chinese hackers are among the main culprits. Because virtual attacks can be routed through computer servers anywhere in the world, it's almost impossible to attribute any hack with total certainty. Dozens of nations have developed industrial cyber espionage programs, including American allies such as France and Israel. And because the People's Republic of China is such a massive entity, it is impossible to know how much Chinese hacking is done on explicit orders from the government. In some cases, the evidence suggests that government and military groups are executing the attacks themselves. In others, Chinese authorities are merely turning a blind eye to illegal activities that are good for China's economy and bad for America's. Last year, Google became the first major company to blow the whistle on Chinese hacking when it admitted to a penetration known as Operation Aurora. Operation Aurora, which also hit Intel, Morgan Stanley, and several dozen other corporations. This attack was given that name because the word Aurora appears in the malware that victims downloaded. Earlier this year, details concerning the most sweeping intrusion since Operation Aurora were discovered by the cybersecurity firm McAfee. Dubbed Operation Shady Rat, the attacks are being reported here for the first time. Most companies have preferred not to talk about or even acknowledge violations of their computer systems for fear of panicking shareholders and exposing themselves to lawsuits, or for fear of offending the Chinese and jeopardizing their share of that country's exploding markets. The U.S. government, for its part, has been fecklessly circumspect in calling out the Chinese. Yeah, dude. So, fuck, man. There's a little bit of that. Let's see. Melissa Hopkins is flagging me down here on the internet. I don't know if you're listening, Melissa, but you should definitely call in. Hey, old Brutus.
Yo.
What do you think of that, man? Go ahead.
Go on. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. You were going to say something. Go ahead.
It's interesting to me. I only wish that there was some kind of group, some kind of security hacking group that could get into these corporations and expose the truth to the shareholders. There's got to be some pre-existing organization that's already in this business that's doing that. Anything about that?
Never heard of anything like that in my entire life. I was actually saying to a friend, I was chatting with somebody earlier. I was like, you know, there's all these crazy, you know, gnarly hackers out there like Kevin Paulson and Kevin Mitnick. And we talk about all these people, the Lulzsec and all that stuff. I was like, yeah, all these people are like kind of like just lone wolves, though, like just rogue, you know, people. And how come you don't see like a Blackwater of hacking? How come that doesn't exist? And I, you know, the closest thing to it is probably Anonymous, but it's not though. It's not corporate funded though. I'm surprised there isn't one that's overtly out there. Maybe there is. It's just not advertised. I don't know.
You know, Anonymous itself, you can't say that it's not corporately funded. I don't think it's entirely accurate to say that it's not funded by the government, by corporations. If you just take a look at the nature of Anonymous, I mean, if anyone can be anonymous, who's to say that government agents are not anonymous and are not actually really good at pushing propaganda? I mean, who's better at pushing propaganda than a government? So I just, it's a question I ask myself anytime I see the word anonymous. And because it's so large and amoebic, I have to wonder if, I don't know, it just, it's too big to actually be effective. When anyone hears the word anonymous now, they're just like, oh, yeah, those people that say we are Legion, you know, it doesn't exactly mean anything anymore. And I have to wonder if maybe anonymous isn't a construct of the United States government and intentionally weak, because somebody like WealthSec springing out of Anonymous is really interesting, because what you see are results and continuous, hilarious breaches of security.
Yeah, couldn't you imagine? It would be cool if the government would just wise up and just say, okay, you know, we're gonna treat Anonymous like they're Batman, they're some superhero, and we're just gonna like kind of navigate them to do what we want them to do. You know, like, we'll work with you. How about that? But they can't though, because Anonymous doesn't exist like that. There's no real one entity that you can negotiate with. And the thing that kind of blows my mind right now, though, that I have to have a little bit of an issue with, is now all these kids that are were anonymous used to have the Guy Fawkes mask or whatever pirate sign as their avatar. Now they have Free Topiary with his picture. Now isn't that just kind of like, isn't that counterintuitive? I'm sorry. It suddenly anonymous has a face. Suddenly it's not anonymous. Suddenly it's like, no, it's about the individual. No, it's not about it. It's about everybody that gets outed and makes press. So that's who it's about. Like, you know what your risk is, but you know, are they going to do that for everybody? Is that how that works?
We were having this discussion the other night. Somebody, I think it was Kyoto or Lolsa Kelly, is one of the two. Their voices are kind of similar to me. They were saying, well, if people are getting arrested and everyone sees like these high profile figures being arrested, it's going to make them want to stop. Well, breaking the law has always been a crime, and you know that going into it, and I think it would be really weird and probably wrong and just a total adulteration of law for them to say, okay, you know what, we were wrong. Free Topiary. Yeah, he did break into the Serious Organized Crime Agency, but there's just a huge outcry, so we're going to release him. Yeah, he broke the law. You can break the law now and get away with it.
Melissa Hopkins seems to have an opinion on how the government is directly funding stuff, but it's just not, it's sort of muddled down in discretionary spending and ferreted out to contractors. So let's bring her on and get her angle. What's up, Melissa Hopkins? How are you doing, honey?
Hey, I'm doing great. I moved, to open up my West Coast office here in Oregon. I've got my D.C. office still open. All of a sudden, my D.C. office is going like crazy, so I've been working on that, and now my West Coast office is all of a sudden taking off. I thought I'd come out to Oregon and have some peace and relaxation. I've never been busier in my life, I think.
Awesome.
So I'm doing well, though.
That's great to hear. Good for you. You sound very relaxed. You don't sound tense at all. You sound fantastic. I'm glad to hear that you're in your element. It sounds like you're in your element. You're doing good.
I'm in my element. I love being busy on things that I love to do, and that's exactly what I'm doing right now. So, yeah.
Yep, so awesome. Yep.
I'm typing, but I'll just go ahead and say it. the problem with what Anonymous and LulzSec and what they're doing, they actually don't have laws on the books yet. So it's really hard to charge them with a crime that's not on the books, because what they're doing is so far ahead of what the lawmakers have actually defined as breaking the law. Now, I know one, and this is where I went off on Tzatziki and Goose the other night, is I did define one law, if you remember the conversation. I'm not going to repeat it, that they could be charged with. And at this point, I'd be happy to share that with the proper authorities.
Yeah. For sure. I'm live tweeting the show right now. Everybody, if you're listening and you want to tell a friend, just do it through Twitter. Especially if you see the Facebook too. You can don't forget Facebook, I guess. Yeah, Melissa Hopkins is here. Blunt's
I do have a request.
However. Oh, you have a request? What? Oh my God, what is it, Melissa?
I gave you a private message on this, but as you know, I have three sons, and my middle son, who's the only one that looks like me. The others, I think I was just an oven for my husband's family, but he looks and acts just like me and my family, and he's a very, very old soul, and he would like to come on the radio show and just say hello.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I told him I'd get him when you were ready to do so. So hang on one second.
Melissa?
Miles,
hey,
ready
what
for
did
you?
She say this guy does?
I don't know. She's gone. She's going to go get her. She's going to get her son.
So put this in your ear. Yeah. So put this in your ear.
But it hurts.
And then say, hi, this is Miles.
Hi, this is Miles.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Miles.
Hi, Miles.
Hello.
Hey, dude. Hey, we can hear you. What's going on, dude? How are you? What's on your mind?
Sorry. It dropped out of my ear. Not so much, actually. Like, just usual things kids do, watch TV, and pretty much do nothing.
Ride bike, skateboard, scooter.
No. I will, sort of, sometimes.
Tell Vince how Daddy smashed Mom's brand new scooter today.
Yeah. Oh, thank gosh.
Wait, your dad crashed your mom's scooter?
I didn't mean to say it, but yes.
Is Mom mad?
Yes, our mom is mad.
How mad is she, Miles?
Ooh, pretty mad.
Is she throwing things?
Okay, she's not too mad.
Okay, let's do it here.
Is she slamming cabinets, Miles?
No, she's not
going to
the cabin.
Okay, so now, shut the door, please. Shut the door. So now we've taken the earphones off, so both Mom and Miles. Max, stay here if you want. I've got my oldest son, Max, here, also, who's also an old soul.
Oh, my God.
And William, my youngest, who we call our skydiving bungee jumping child.
Hey, I'm the skydiving bungee child.
Who Miles is?
Yeah, that's me.
They're pretty much afraid of nothing.
Pretty much.
And
especially me.
I said, you East Coast boys are now going to be tough cookies, man. You're on the West Coast, man. Right, Ben?
Oh yeah, you got to get in touch with the West Coast swagger. It's a whole different thing out here on the West Coast, kids.
You hear that, guys?
What?
No.
Say it again, Vince.
You're on the West Coast, aka the Best Coast. So you got to get. It's a whole different swagger going on out here on the West Coast. You got it. It's a little bit more kickback. You guys got to chill out a little bit, dude. Everybody's gonna think something's wrong, dude. If you guys are all hyper and jumping around like jackrabbits, like people are gonna think they're tripping. So you just gotta chill.
Oh no, I'm gonna take him to a firing range and teach him how to shoot a gun.
Yeah, exactly. That'll calm him down. That'll be a good
thing. Yeah.
It actually will. In a controlled environment.
My God.
No, you're training them to be the next Anders Breivik, Melissa. Come on now. We don't need more of those people in the world, Melissa. I thought you knew better than that.
All of them tell me
that. She gives them Lacoste clothing.
Oh, no. Melissa, please, no. And don't buy them Call of Duty.
I do not encourage it. I don't want them to be soldiers.
Well, I'm going to be one.
See what control I have.
I'm going to be a soldier when I grow up.
That's what I said when I was his age. I grew out of it. He'll be fine.
Everyone just wants to be a soldier. But next thing you know, you retire before you're 30.
I bet.
It sounds like he's got to figure it out.
Yes.
Did William go back in?
Yeah, William just...
Tell William to come back out here.
No!
Yeah. I would love to let him write for the Chronicle, like one article.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You got to get the Chronicle Kids Edition. The kids' commentary. That'd be fantastic.
Well, that was a great idea. Kids.chronicle.su.
Hey, can I read you my youngest son who just turned 9 a couple of days ago? Where's the poem he wrote?
Oh, that thing.
Where is it?
Oh, I got it. I got. Oh, here it is.
Okay, Miles is gonna read it out loud. This is what my youngest son wrote, just impromptu. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay. This is like reality radio. This is what Debbie Daly talks about, reality radio. This is it. This is
like 8 lines.
You said, I feel like I'm on the air with Octomom. Is this? I feel like Larry King. Just like, okay, Octomom. What else? What else do the kids do? What else do you hear the kids do?
Okay, Mom.
Jesus, you're gonna have more of these fucking little bastards.
It's okay. They've heard that one before. It's all right.
No words. Okay. Okay, first of all, I did not do this.
He didn't write it. It was younger brother, but here he goes. He's going to recite it for you.
Hey, you want to play? It's like every day running around the house. Then you want to bounce. You just don't care. You want my favorite cheer. You're something.
Listening.
You're licking
my ear.
It's like a spear. A spear. I don't know why. Barking at the door, and even some more. Guess what's with the fuss? This is the weirdest part. Fighting a platypus. I don't get this.
Gus is a dog.
What kind of dog would fight a platypus? Gosh.
We're not in Florida for crying out loud.
Yes, of course.
No, we are not. We're on Blog Talk Radio, Vince the Bay. We're kicking it freestyle here off the top of the dome. Hit me up, 347-826-7667. It's Hypnotic, yo.
As long as we live, if you with me, baby, ain't nothing wrong with that. Wave, we're moving on.
night. This is so easy for me, starting to get sleepy on me. I'm back. My life is so complicated, make the matrix look like PLA. Great levitating like Swami Dave Pack, right? You might have heard me on the radio, the video, the stadium, the grapevine, LD, aka the human baseline. I'm going statewide, tasting fine red wine. Baby, that's my day job. I host the bay down. I am the big dog. I am the peacock. I am the walrus. Go get you up a playground. Kicks, rhymes, and videotape. It's a living. Oh, yeah. Is you kidding? It's great as if there's any debate. Who is you? Depending on fate, mood, and money, I'll be in your state soon. And I'm hungry for cake and expensive food. Find me a stage. Give me plenty of room. It's all good, baby. That's what I do. I couldn't lie to you if I tried to. There it is.
Now we're open to the big league.
No doubt, an ooh factor of 10.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, gee. Vince in the Bay back with you. I have Blunts No Joints with me. Hey, Blunts No Joints, dude. I love that chick that you hooked me up with on Twitter, even though she never called my show. But what's her name again?
Coral Reefer. I think her real name's Coral, and she just adopted that name because she smokes too much weed. But what's up? What?
She said she had a new video up or something.
The gas mask.
Yeah, I gotta find it.
No, I wouldn't. Her videos aren't that special. They're really boring, actually. No offense, Coral, if you're listening, I love you, but
I don't
not
care.
Your
I'm gonna watch the video anyway.
All right.
She's kind of cute.
Yeah, I don't know how old she is. I don't really know anything about her, actually.
Is that a wig? She's wearing a wig. She's not.
It looks... I don't know. Her hair doesn't look right. I'm not sure what's up with it.
For those who are not familiar with who I'm talking about Coral Fish or Coral Reef or Coral Reefer or whatever the fuck she goes by. But I'm trying to stalk her on... She's a cutie, though. She's in the Bay Area, apparently. That's the video I'm watching right now. I'm fapping to that as we speak on air. It's on YouTube. It's Coral Fish 19. Oh my God, this girl's 19. Oh. Oh,
that's the right age right there.
This is gonna come back to haunt her in about 10 or 15 years.
yeah, probably.
The corporate dinner. Somebody's gonna slide something into the slideshow and just.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to tell us about the gas mask, Coral? Oh, and the tacky, like, fake Lee press-on nail, orange Lee press-on nails.
Oh,
what's
my
that
God,
about?
I know. She's, like, her fashion
That's so tacky.
Is, like,
that
fucked. I don't know what's wrong with her.
Horrible. Horrible. It's almost as bad as Kishu's fashion sense.
Ouch. Somebody's jaded.
I'm not jaded. I'm just telling you how it is, bro.
You are jaded, my friend.
Just saying what it is.
Hey, is there a Skyper listening to the show called Andrew?
No.
Oh.
Shouts out to old Brutus who dropped off the line. I guess he got tired of listening to Melissa Hopkins' kids. I don't blame him. Melissa, I love you. All due respect. it's cute to have the kids on for a second, but, you know, that's kind of almost like off. That's the kind of shit that I give Kishu crap about. And, yeah, it's not, whatever. Yeah, if you want to have your kids on your show and have them go all over the place, that's you. But I thought you were going to talk about a topic, but it turned out you were just going to, it was kind of like, let's powwow with Vince in the Bay with the family. And I, you know, that's cool. I can do that offline on Skype, no problem. This is my fucking radio show. Come on. I'm trying to get back. I guess I'll just get back on topic. God, I've been distracted by all this crap. The adversary. Dun, dun, dun. If you were designing a new jet fighter for Lockheed Martin, sooner or later you would have to travel to an Air Force base to talk to military personnel about what they want to do, blah, 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 blah. Oh, they're talking about how these... Oh, this whole... It's all based around this secure ID thing where I guess it's like a... It's a VPN thing, and it's got this extra numeric string, one-time password string. It's fucking gnarly, dude. And even that kind of stuff is not always good enough to circumvent some of these hackers, because all... You know, it's the biggest companies... in the world, Google, Microsoft, so on and so forth, they protect everything by all this stuff as VPN crap. They're doing all that. It's a serious war out there. It's nuts, but it's a war that transcends all wars that ever come before it, because it's not you can't really say it's violent. It's a white collar war, really. Nobody's dying, I don't think. Well, I mean, there's the potential if you hack, like, if Chinese hackers...
Sean O'Hare?
I retract that. My bad. Yeah, that was... You're right. Because hackers could... Think about it. Chinese hackers could hack into fucking Predator drones and have them bomb different targets or just barely, you know, offset the target, that kind of shit. It's so gnarly.
Assholes.
We don't even know. That's the thing, is we don't even know. But it transcends that kind of stuff, though. It's not just like the state versus another state. It's not like USA versus USSR necessarily, even though it is in some ways. But it's more than that. It's like individual independent Russian hackers versus individual independent, you know, US sources and vice versa, you know. It's nuts. And it's corporations are targets. Everything's a target. It's nutsoid. It really is amazing. And we're on the cutting edge of it. It's such an exciting time, really, on the internet. I'm really excited about this internet thing. I'm glad I stuck with it. I at first I was just like, oh, this internet thing's cool. Like 1996-ish, I was like, oh, they got an AOL chat room. Oh, this is kind of cool. Oh, okay. You can search things. You can find stuff. Oh, I don't even have to write a paper anymore. I can just look it all up on the internet. Oh, it's perfect. Actually, I remember video, live internet streaming video and radio back in 1994, 95, I want to say. I was at working for a college radio station in San Jose, California, KSJS. I was on there, and they were one of the first stations, college radio stations, but first stations, period, that did a simulcast on the internet and with a video camera, a video feed, a live video feed. It was they used this technology called CUCME back then, and that was the shit, man. That was like predated Skype and YouTube and all that crap, dude. And I've been broadcasting on the internet, interwebs, for Jesus, what's that? Let's say like, because I was on KSJS in 90, I want to say like 93 or 94, maybe it's 94. So 16 years, something like that, 17 years. I can't do math. Bam, internet. Broadcasting legend. I've been doing this old school, man. How come there's no guest listeners? That's kind of odd. I'm so used to seeing like half the listeners are guest listeners. Everybody's got an account. That's fantastic. That's actually a good thing. Everybody's secure and happy with chatting. I appreciate that. I know it's a small turnout. I usually start my show around this time. I usually start around 11. And I just realized last night when I was doing my show that I was getting towards the end, around the last, I don't know, half hour of the show, I just started getting really just sleepy and tired and bored. And I mean, I'm always like that, but it wasn't at the point where I was like ready to just like pass out on the air. I was like, I need to move my time up and get more on the ball. So yeah, hopefully I sound a little more fresh, a little sexier, a little smarter, a little more on the ball. And yeah, let's check in with Melissa Hopkins. What's up, Melissa?
I said always sexy, Vince.
Oh yeah. So you want me to come on your show tomorrow? Is that right?
I do. I really want you to do it. We are going to be talking about politics. You know, I'm back in my game now. You know, I had to cut out a few shows because I just was not up to speed because I've been traveling so much and trying to do this massive business deal out here. Man, what a fucking headache that's been. But at the same time, it's been kind of fun because I get to bring out my type A personality back out, and people in Oregon are a little afraid of it.
Yeah, that's right. Melissa Hopkins taking names. That's right.
Names. But I did want to say, I changed the time of my time slot of my show, like you did, because there's no freaking way I'm doing my show at 8 in the morning and waking up at 5 to do the research I need to do on all the latest news. So it's now 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. That gives me plenty of time to do research on the latest news and be ready to rock and roll. I am typing stuff in the chat room for you about when more guests will be start showing up in your chat room here soon. But I also wanted to say about the new format of my show. You know, I try to do a two-hour show, and, you know, a lot of times politics just takes over, and it will be a two-hour political show, especially now with the budget stuff. But tomorrow I'm going to try and keep it to one-hour politics and then go back to the loves of my life that I've had to ignore for the last 20 years because I've been working so hard, and that is life, culture, and music. And there is a song I'd like to play. You can tell me to cut it off anytime you want, but there's this new artist that I came across today and doing backup for people like Lady Gaga and some of the biggest ones. Why am I drawing a blank? The blind black guy that's just so famous, that's been around forever.
Ray Charles.
Stevie
Ray Vaughan.
No, not Stevie Ray Vaughan. Why am I drawing a freaking blank?
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you want my band to play Stevie Wonder? I got him. Hey, guys, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6. Oh, here you go.
Yeah, it's like a Stevie Wonder tune. Simply superstitious. Simply superstitious. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah. Kind of like that, Melissa? All right, cut it, guys. Get it. Come on. Come on. Kind of like that?
I love it. But this woman has been doing backup for people like this for a long time. And sorry, I'm doing both Skype and your show. I'm going to have to cut.
Okay, off. Yeah, you're going to have
to. Okay, now I'm just off.
Yeah, yeah. Just figure it out. All right.
I got cut off again. I keep getting kicked out of your chat room somehow.
Yeah,
but anyway, well, I'd love for you to listen.
Hey, guys, come on. Settle down. Settle down. That's the band. Hey, you guys, get back. Start playing music. Come on, seriously. That's the band. They're just pissed. They have. Come on, you guys. Seriously. Guys, let's play some music.
Okay, you want to hear it? Because, one, I love the name of the song. It's called Temptress.
Uh-huh.
So, can I play it and you just tell me when to stop?
Oh, I thought you were going to sing it. You're going to play it. Okay, guys, cut it. She's got her own music. Cut it. All right, go ahead.
Ready? Okay, so I love her style. She's brand new, but she's been playing backup forever for these big time folks. She's coming out with a new album in September, and here it goes. There we go.
Okie doke. All right, so she's in the green room playing that. No offense, Melissa Hopkins, but we had a request in the chat room from I've seen so I believe. Shouts out to you. You wanted some Metallica. I will honor your request for some Metallica. And I'm going to play, oh man, I wanted to play this the other night. And I never got to it, but I'm glad you requested Metallica, because I have this special track that I love. I got off the interwebs. You might have heard of it before. It's pretty badass. It's Metallica with enhanced bass. It's the track Blackened. Remember this track? Blunt Snow Joints. You know what I'm talking about? Metallica.
Hell yeah! Don't really like them. Some of their shit's really good though.
But you got to appreciate this. Somebody went back in and got added the bass track back in, because Metallica's notorious for not having bass in any of their songs. And somebody went back in and added the bass track back in, and it's pretty fucking sweet. And this is a great example of it. This is Blackened with enhanced bass with Vincent the Bay, motherfuckers. Yeah, y'all. VITP for life, bitch.
limitado la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thompson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un bel posto.
Finish him!
Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer!
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm back. I got Blunts No Joints here with me. And we're holding it down for another 42 minutos. And then I'm fucking gone. Shouts out to Easy Rider in the chat room. Dude, Easy Rider, long time no see, bro. Call in. Would love to have you chime in, bro. It's been a long time. Yeah, we are under attack. The trolls have, I don't know, maybe the Debbie Daly Show let out. I don't know what happened, but Bobo, Cosmo Brockington, John Brand, and Stab Me McCuggs, welcome to the show. In fact, let's give a full shout out to all the chit-chatters in there right now. Talking about Bo, Call Me Pete, Cosmo Brockington, Easy Rider, I Have Seen So I Believe, John Brand, Melissa Hopkins, Navy Husky, Nigerian, Pisspot Pete, Stabby McHugs, and Three Abu. Good times. And if you want to join me, kids, don't be shy. Oh, hey, Kishu's here. What's up, Kishu? What'd it do, honey?
I can't hear you.
Are you in the? Are you up in the club? Are you in the club?
What?
Are you up in the club? Where are you? What's going on?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I'm drinking some lemon drops. A lemon drop? It's like vodka and usually gin. Yeah. Anyways, So fuck you for starting the show at 10 o'clock, you bastard. That's all I have to say.
Did you see my tweet? I tweeted about it.
What's up?
I did a little Twitter about it.
I can't hear anything you're saying for the love of fucking God.
Can anybody hear?
Hold on, let me
drink
my drink and I'll go to the bathroom.
Yeah, go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. Perfect. Hey, Blunts No Joints, you can hear me okay, right?
Yeah, I had myself muted. What's up?
That's okay. That's fine. I just want to make sure you can hear me. It's just because she's up in the club and it's all loud in there. That's why.
Yeah, she said she's got to go to the bars or whatever because she's a lonely girl.
Yeah, worth it.
Okay, I'll be right back and go to the bathroom. Really,
all right, go to the potty. Go potty. All right. Melissa Hopkins, your analysis.
Yes, about what?
Exactly. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. We have a roundtable discussion going on here. We had Kishu in the bathroom, Melissa Hopkins in the leg chair trying to figure out what the hell she's doing here, and Blunts No Joints being very patient, just putting up with all this. I'm sorry, Blunts No Joints. I try to put on a legitimate show with legitimate content. I put out a topic. I try to start things off, get the ball rolling. You know, people aren't interested in the topic. I understand, no problem. you know, bring your own topic. But no, it's just kind of like, no, I think I'm just going to, like, you know, show off my kids to Vince in the Bay. You know, or I'm going to call in and show off to everybody that I'm up in the club. Hey, I'm going to call in Vince the Bay and show off I'm up in the club, and he's not.
No kicking behind the knees, man.
This is what I get, dude. A bunch of drunk sluts calling in my show every night.
Hey, I'm on my game tonight. Don't have to
think. Oh, yeah, of course. All right, here, we got another call here. New caller here. Blocked number, you're on the air. What's up? Who is this?
Hey, Vince, Easy here. What's happening?
Oh, that's Easy Rider. What's going on, dude? Good to hear your voice, bro.
What's going on, buddy? Haven't talked to you for a while.
I know, man. It's great to have you back on, dude. Every once in a while, I always call him. He's like the Oracle of BTR.
I sneak in there every once in a while.
Yeah,
you know?
But just when you least suspect it, boom, there he is.
Yeah, man. We got a good topic tonight on these hackers and stuff. You know, anymore, you know, if you get an email, you know, you're almost afraid to open it for fear of what's going to happen to you. You know, I've had
emails. Yeah, I don't trust anything anymore. I don't trust anything. I don't click on anything unless it's a link that I put up.
Unfortunately, my business is on the internet, so I have to open up stuff. And I got a letter about a month ago from the U.S. Post Office. I mean,
really?
This thing official as you could get. You know, I checked it out. I was leery of it, but I really checked it out and everything. So I clicked on the link, and it took over my whole computer, and it was making me buy a program to get it off, to get, you know, like one of those computer cleanup programs to get this thing off. It would not come off any other way. I had, you know, buddies of mine are pretty good on computers. You know, they says, well, either go wipe your program clean or you got to buy their program. So these people actually hold you up hostage for you to buy this program for about $89 to unblock it.
Well, I hope you reported it.
Who am I going to report it to? The internet police. There's no such thing. Can't report it. Who can report it to?
There are a lot of places you can report it to. Department of Homeland Security. I've got buddies there if you want to talk to them. Yeah. FBI.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to respond. What I, you know, I've got letters forging, like, I'm sure you've gotten events, like the FBI, an agent from the FBI is calling you and telling you you got to do this, you got to do that. Do you ever have a letter like that on email?
I don't read emails anymore. I don't trust anything anymore. Honestly, I've lost all faith in the internet communication. I do Twitter, and I do blog talk radio, and that's it. I don't do anything else on the internet. I'm outie. I close down the Facebook. I close down the Friendster. I close down the MySpace. I close down. I'm done. Done. Forget it. I'm done. I'm signed out. Signed off. Forget it. Benito. Just LinkedIn, all that shit. Shut down. But sayonara. See you later. Just, it's Twitter and BTR. That's it.
Any more people that are been on a computer for a while are getting that way. They're starting to delete their Facebooks, MySpaces, everything. You know, they just don't want to be in the limelight anymore. And I don't blame them because, they get your information, you're done. You know, they'll start charging. I've had people charge stuff to my accounts. I mean, I've been tortured, you know. So anymore, like, I'm real leery of it. You know, even like if I buy something on the internet, I have a credit card that I keep that I only keep like $100 in it, you know. And it has nothing. It's one of them ones from a check cashing place. And, you know, if they want to hack me for $100, go ahead, you know. They're not going to get into my bank account, though. So I suggest anybody that they're going to buy stuff on the internet to just get one of those disposable cards and use that.
Right on. We're talking with the Oracle of BTR, Easy Rider. He is longtime OG BTR caller, and he's live here with me.
That was the first caller, Vince. Remember?
Exactly, yes. Yeah, the first caller I ever had was Easy Rider, and that's, I'm probably not the only person that can that says that. That's, I would imagine that you're probably the answer to a trivia question. You're probably the guy that most hosts would say that you were the first caller.
Well, I tell you what, you know, Vince, you know, my pastime when I'm doing my work, I always have BTR on, you know, to listen in the background. I might not say a lot, but, you know, I'm always listening to different shows. You know, you got a good show here. I like it when you're discussing topics. You know, when you got a good topic on, you're good at it, you know. You know, I can relate with you on stuff. You know, you're not like, you know, a lot of these hosts are like way over people's heads, you know, and you're not. You know, you're pretty much on our level here, or my level anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, did you know that they already have the autumn mix candy with candy corn and all that stuff out at Walgreens? The little marshmallow pumpkin things, you know, what I'm talking about?
Right, right.
Basically Halloween candy, it's already in stores. I can't believe it.
It'll be freaking stale by the time Halloween comes.
No way, this shit is probably like
craziness.
It'll stay around forever.
Well, you know, I used to wait till after Halloween was over to get candy. You know, you go into a store, you get like 9 million candy bars for $10, you know, stuff that's left over from Halloween. But you don't see too much stuff left over anymore.
Hey, dude, let's bring on a caller. I got this dude that's seems a little frustrated. Call me Pete. Let's bring him on. What's up, Pete? How you doing, man?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You're loud and clear. You sound great. What's up? What's on your mind?
Awesome. Awesome. I've been sitting here not knowing how to figure out the Skype thing. Mate, I just wanted to call in and talk about Anonymous and Lulzsec. I listened to your show a couple of nights ago. That was very cool.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'd love to hear your commentary. Go for it.
I suppose I've got a bit of an issue with how easy it is for people to download the LOIC software and use it. A good example is a lady I know on the internet. She's 65. She's an activist, but more in the medical environment. And then she's been getting into Anonymous, and specifically when Lulzsec came along, we were talking on Skype, and she's there smashing away using their software. And so I just said to her, what sort of protection have you got to protect your IP? And she goes, What are you talking about? And that's the issue I have with young people getting involved, not knowing how vulnerable they are. And it's a bit of a concern, you know?
Well, it's like a little kid there, caller, you know? Little kid playing with matches. He don't learn about matches until he gets burnt. So sometimes you've got to experience this stuff head on. And, you know, then you learn how it's been hacked.
Yeah, I agree. But these some of these kids can be looking at, you know, destroying their lives.
They have no idea. They have no idea how vulnerable they are when they use these tools. They don't realize that they're not meant to be used for hacking. And they're finding out the hard way. And that's the thing what's sad is most of them think they have a relationship with somebody that they met in some chat room, and they think that they got their back or something, and I'm sure they go back in there, and they're not going to go back in there now. But there's so many malicious people floating around in those chat rooms and stuff. You'd be nuts to go in there, you know, just flaunt yourself around there. You're asking for trouble. Like there was some BBC outfit that did a BBC camera crew that went down, and there was some kid that claimed to be like into Anonymous and stuff, and then he decided like to have a camera crew come into his house and
wow.
film him live on air while he was on the internet, and somehow or I don't know if they were filming it live, but they were recording. You know, they were filming for the news piece, and during the course of filming, the kid mentioned, he's like, yeah, you know, there's a BBC TV news crew here that they're, mm-hmm. you know, and the reporters were asking questions via the chat with him, and they said within 10 or 15 minutes, this kid got fully doxxed, and they leaked all his personal information in the IRC chat while he was there.
Wow.
And they said that he almost started breaking down and crying. And Yeah, all right. Somebody's opening up the background there. Who is that?
Duh.
All right. Is that you, Bluntstone Joints? I'm going to put you on hold. And who else do I have on with me right now? I have Pete.
You've got Call Me Pete from Australia?
Pete from Australia.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, Easy Rider. I'm sorry. Yeah, see, this is what's great about the new, I can do this, EZ. They have a new feature on the switchboard where I can label the callers, like, because when Easy, your number's blocked, so it just says 1111111 to me, so I can replace it with Easy, but, you know, tag it with Easy, so if you stand out from all the other blocked numbers who call me anonymously every fucking goddamn night.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Vince, now one thing that people got to look out for now, it's getting really popular, are these apps, you know, your phones and stuff, free apps. You got, because they'll sit there and offer you something really good, like for free, you know, like these apps for free, and they're definitely viral material, you know, a lot of them anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, you know, mixed up in all this nonsense, you know, that we, of course, the topic tonight has been how this cyber war is in full swing now, and we're not even aware of it, and it's happening within our borders and outside of our borders, and it's you know, something that we have to address here on almost a daily basis as users on the internet. And as you know, we have an agreement with the Department of Homeland Security where we have to broadcast, you know, openly on an open channel here and dedicate a call-in line to the Department of Homeland Security. Should they want to, they're monitoring us at all times, but if they want to pop in and commentate and give their perspective, we have to step aside and let them do that. And usually they send us a spokesperson. And, of course, you know, their favorite spokesperson is with us here again. It looks like that would be none other than Jay Nappy. I'm going to bring her on in a second. You know what I'm talking about. Janet Napolitano, the head of the Department of Homeland Security. Let's bring her on now. Hey, Jay Nappy, is that you?
Yes, I'm here, Vince.
Hey, what brings you by, Jay Nap? Something going on?
Well, I just wanted to comment on all the anonymous hackers we've arrested lately.
Oh, Jesus. What about it?
I wanted to let you know, we're coming for you, Lulzsec, and we're coming hard and fast. We captured your leader, and I shoved my fist so far up his ass, he's going to taste my fingernail polish for a week.
My God, Janet, that's pretty harsh.
He's going to know what harsh is when he's rotting away in a federal prison in Guantanamo Bay. He's a terrorist. All the Lulzsecs, they're terrorists. This anonymous group, they're terrorists. They're cyber criminals. I'm going to find them. Oh,
right on. So Janet, tell me, what happened in the aftermath? I didn't pay really close attention to this plan, but I know that you were hot on the tail of these kids that were doing the plan, or what is the plan or whatever. And I know that all that crap went down last week. And how did that go down with you? Did you guys, is there a lot of shit you're dealing with in the aftermath? Did you just have to pick up a lot of flyers, or what was the deal?
Well, the police reports came flooding in about children wearing these terrorist masks or whatever they are. You know, I don't think they need to be wearing Guy Fawkes masks. I think they need to be wearing dildos on their nose because that's what they look like.
Oh, I've got a question.
What's your question?
How do you know you've got the right person?
Are you what? Which right person?
The one you were just going on about, the one who's ass was going to be ass raped by you. That person. How do you know he's the right person?
That Toby, whatever his name is, Toby Ock or Tapioca.
Yes, yeah, Tapioca.
Yeah.
No, the one who likes trimming
toilet paper.
Yeah, how do you know you got the right guy? maybe you'll be ass fucking the wrong person. That wouldn't be very nice.
It doesn't matter if we got the right person or not. All that matters is that we're upholding the law and arresting random citizens without probable cause.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. That's a good answer. Good answer.
Good times. Hey, let's take another call here. I have another Blocks number. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up? You're on with Jay Nappy and Pete. What's up?
It's Beanpole Bolsec Cali. May I take your order?
Aha. It's our good friend Lulzek Cali in the building. Welcome, Lulzek Cali. You're live with Pete and Jay Nappy. Also on here, Blunt's No Joints and Melissa Hopkins and Easy Rider. Holy shit, it's a fucking party. It's a BTR motherfucking party.
It's a Geo falling competition. Finn. I've already...
Yeah.
Yo, did you throw me in the green room?
No, you're not. Oh, you want to go in the green room?
No, I've been muted the whole time. I thought you put me on hold or muted me or something.
No, you're here. Do you want to go in the green room?
No, I'm just going to mute myself unless I have something to say.
Yeah, just mute yourself. That's perfect.
All right.
Hey, Kelly, I just wanted to say I heard you a couple of nights ago on this show, and I enjoyed everything you were talking about pretty much.
Great, lovely to hear.
What was that? So it sounds like you were anxious to comment about the proceedings the other night. What was there anything else you wanted to get into that was on your mind that maybe you wanted to voice at the time but didn't get a chance to?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I came across your link on Twitter. I've been following Lulzek a fair bit, and then it was really interesting for me. Someone in Australia. Totally non-related to the US, to listen in on you guys talking about Lulzek and Anonymous, and it was fascinating to be exposed to that, and that's why I love technology. And then particularly to hear Lulzek Kelly, I really enjoyed the way he talked. He came across really credibly. Like, I'm a 47-year-old dude. I assume most of the people over there are younger. Not for you, Vince. You sound like an old bastard. Not quite as old as me. But it was fascinating to kind of get an inside look into what you guys are all about. And I was a lot more impressed than I thought I would be, I suppose. That's the main comment I've got.
Nice. Appreciate it, dude. Yeah, you're welcome here anytime. I it's unfortunate that you were not able to figure out how to press 1 on your keypad on Skype. I don't know if I have the older version of Skype. I don't know how it is on the new Skype, but on my Skype, there should be a little icon, and you should see like a little, it looks like a miniature little keypad, but it's like nine little dots.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I didn't see that, mate.
And it opens up like a regular keypad. You can just click on it, and bada bing, bada boom, you're on. But I'm glad. Cool. I'm glad we connected, though, bro. It was good to hear your voice, man. And you're also, you know, you're live here, and Jesus Christ, man, it's turned into a fucking orgy of folks.
Awesome.
Kishu's here. Kishu, are you?
I never thought she'd remember.
She's at the club. Kishu's in the club, right? She can't even hear us. Kishu, what's up? Are you there?
15? There you go. Thanks, sweetie. You have a great night.
Ooh. She's working at a brothel.
That's about right. That's what I thought.
What the hell's going on?
$21. I got 4 drinks. You got 2.
Oh,
that's
damn.
Right.
She's buying everybody around. Drinks are
okay,
on Kishu. Hey, Melissa Hopkins, you need anything?
Hello.
Melissa, do you want something to drink?
Yeah, right?
Let's go join. Do you need something to drink?
Motherfucking San Francisco. Why doesn't it...
Yo, I heard my name. What's up?
It's all right there. You red. My drunk ass.
Kishu's buying drinks. What do you want?
Good.
She's buying.
I'll take a Cosmo, please. Hello. Thank you.
Okay, Kishu, Blunt's got a joint with the Cosmo.
Works for me, by the way. Finally! Dude, I went to the fucking bathroom for like 10 minutes, and I was like, Vince, and I was fucking muted! Anyway.
That's why you're only Jewish if your mother is Jewish, because you never...
Oh, God.
That's the father, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go hit on some sexy boys at Congress here. dubstep night at the Hotel Congress.
Stay with it.
Is anyone paying attention to anything I'm saying?
No, nobody is.
No.
But just go ahead, keep talking.
Okay. Well, it's dubstep night at Congress, so we're walking down there.
That's my shit right there.
I'm with one of my good friends, one of my good buddies, Derek, here. We've been good friends for quite a few years. He's like a brother to me. And my lonely ass is lonely, come out with me or die, pretty much. So,
I have Blunt Snow Joints, Melissa Hopkins.
Fuck yeah, that sexy motherfucker.
Easy Rider.
I want him deep in my vagina. Okay, go on.
Okay. Melissa Hopkins, Easy Rider, Lulzsec Cali.
Oh, Lulzsec Cali is another one I want deep in my vagina. Okay, go on.
Okay, we got this new guy, Pete, from Australia. Say hi, Pete.
Well, he's Australian, so he probably will instantly, I will instantly want him in my vagina. Go on.
And
although Australians are kind of like the Southerners, like how the United States have this, like the Hicks in the South, they're kind of like, they remind me of like the British people, but they're like the Southerners. You know, you know what I'm saying? Not that like the Southerners are fucking England, but they're like rednecks. They're like British rednecks. No offense, dude, but I love you. Anyway, go on. Who else do we have?
Well, that's it right now. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people.
Oh, okay.
Old Brutus. Old Brutus was on earlier, and we were hoping to hear from Billy. Huh. Billy was listening earlier, and
Billy is definitely one with that shaggy, sexy hair.
He released another article. Okay. He came out with another article on Chronicle.su. So they're always breaking new material over there, new stories. And they were investigating.
Yeah, Chronicle SU. I cannot lie. I want the Chronicle in my vagina as well. Anyway, obviously, Kishu is wasted and ridiculous. Off of my, like, 4 lemon drops. I'm just a lightweight.
Yeah. Well, we might as well just queue up. You know what? Ghost has that thing he calls Radio Graffiti, which he ripped off, by the way. Don't think there hasn't been a thing in talk radio, call-in radio, that hasn't been called Radio Graffiti before. In fact, there's a guy still doing it live on the air now named what's his name? Oh, what the fuck is his name? Alan Combs. Alan Combs. He used to do the Fox News show with Hannity and Combs. Alan Combs, he still does a talk radio show for Fox Radio. And he does that. He either starts a show, and I think he starts his show with it, Radio Graffiti. He just lets them come on for like 5 seconds, and he calls it Radio Graffiti. So I'm not going to do Radio Graffiti. I do something different. I call it Radio Spaghetti. And we used to do this in the past. It was popularized when I had the One Angry Jew and Moxie and Ken Moore. And then the Flawless Crew was, or the BWC or whoever would be trolling us, and I would just say fuck it, and I would just unmute everybody, and just let it rip and just let it turn in, and it was like Radio Spaghetti. So we might as well do that. We're at this point, 15 minutes to go. I'm almost fucking done with this. Actually, before we do this, I'm going to read a little shout out to all the chat room people. It's just cool. I don't have any guest listeners. I have like 16 legitimate people, 16 people that have the balls, the gonads, to actually sign up for BTR, get in the chat room, and let their voices be heard in the chit chat room. And they're not afraid to hide behind, you know, a guest, you know, like, oh, I'm not going to even log on my account because I don't want anybody to know I'm listening. I'm afraid if people saw me in the chat room, they might talk to me. Oh, my God. No, nobody feels like that. Everybody's like, no, I'm going to log on my account. Look at that. No guest listeners. That's amazing. All right. So let's go down the line here. Shouts out to Bo Bo Bo, Call Me Pete, Cosmo Brockington, Easy Rider, G Indiana 1989, I Hate Debbie, I Have Seen So I Believe, John Brand, Lego, Lulzak Cali, Melissa Hopkins, Navy Husky, Piss Pot Pete, Richard Davenport, and Stabby McHugs. Good times, everybody. And I have had the pleasure and honor of hanging out with just a cavalcade of amazing individuals here on the program. Tonight I've had Blunts No Joints with me the entire time, pretty much. Blunts No Joints, dude. My home skillet. Before we do a Radio Spaghetti, is there anything you'd like to say?
I'm fucking distracted right now, Vince. I'm sorry. No, I really don't have anything to say.
Oh, well, you'll be, if you're distracted now, wait a couple minutes from now when because I see that there's some folks that have called in since I said I was going to do the Radio Spaghetti thing, and I think there's some people that have called in exclusively for that, so this might get interesting.
'Cause I love you. No. Damn it. I'll mute myself.
Oh, no, don't mute yourself, dude. Just hang on. Oh, well, mute yourself, but when I unmute everybody, you should just let it go. I don't know, maybe Jay Knapp. Can Jay Knappy call back in? Is she still listening? Is Janet Napolitano dropped off. I don't know if she's out there, but Janet, if you're within my earshot still, I know you're monitoring. I know you can listen. She might have passed out, though. Who knows? But if Janet or anybody wants to get back in, call back in and get in on this. We're going to do this in a couple of minutes. Just let things go. But before we do, I want to get Melissa Hopkins a chance to promote her show. It's coming up tomorrow.
Fine.
Melissa.
Devoted.
Melissa? Hello?
And.
Hello, Melissa?
Math.
I think we've already started it. Or she has already started it.
Math rarely fails me.
Hello? Am I getting trolled right now? What's going on? Oh, my God. Is this thing on? Easy Rider, you can talk to me. What's going on? Easy Rider, you there?
I'm here, man. I'm here.
Oh, my God, dude.
Was that Melissa there? Was she
I don't. I couldn't tell. I think she was talking to somebody else. I think she didn't even know she was on my show anymore. This is bizarre. Man. Oh, my God. All right, dude. So Easy Rider, do you want to promote your any of your sites or anything before we shut down?
You know what? I do got that one site out there called SmutTrue.com, and what we do is the electronic cigarette. So if anybody wants to get into the electronic cigarettes, just tell them that you just leave me an email in there saying you know Vince, and I'll give you a good deal on them. They're pretty cool. You know, I'm smoking one right now, different flavors, and you can smoke them in public places, and you know they're just like a regular cigarette, man. You know, the only thing you got in them is nicotine, so you're not getting under the tar or nothing like that. They're pretty cool.
Nice. Good times. Well, I'm distracted. I was just reading a. Oh wow. I just got sent a brand new article out of the Chronicle.su about a failed social engineer attempt on, it says failed social engineer attempts to troll Chronicle.su. Wednesday, trolls from, quote, The Plan spammed links to Anon News as part of a false flag attack meant to implicate Chronicle.su in an act of hatred. This comes as a reaction to an editorial on Tuesday accusing The Plan of hijacking Anonymous's movement for secretive purposes. Before they were, quote, The Plan, the sect of Anons was known as Operation Empire State Rebellion and followed roughly the same revolutionary agenda. OP-ESR, as it is known, once attempted to, quote, social engineer me. We at the Chronicle, blah, 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 blah. Interesting. I don't want to get too far into it, but that sounds like quite an accusation. Here, I'll show you the... I'll put the link in the chat room if you kids want to see it. Oh. That's right. Control-V. Command-V. Command-V and the B... Command-V-I-T-B, baby. Hmm. All right, well, cool, man. Easy Rider, my man.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What's up.
You know what? I'll tell you what, Vince. They've been really getting on China lately. I think you're going to see some, you know, we're not going to be dealing with them as much. And definitely Pakistan's on its way out.
You think Pakistan's on its way out? I think Pakistan is just gearing up. I didn't even talk about the Pakistani hackers. There's some badass Pakistani hackers out there, too.
They're the ones to worry about. They're the best. Well, no, they say India got the best hackers, from what I hear. They say India got them because there's so many people to do it, you know, the numbers.
Yeah, them and China.
Well, China, you know, Vince, you got to remember something, man, you know. There are a lot of poor people there, so a lot of them can't afford computers. But, you know, I used to talk to a bunch of them when I was dealing with them. I don't deal with them anymore. But when I was dealing with them, as soon as they get out of college, they learn how to say, well, while they're in college, they learn how to speak English somewhat, you know, a little bit. They learn how to type it anyway. And they get behind a telephone, and they try to sell products. That's what a college graduate does when they're from China. They get out of college, they go work in a factory on a telephone. It's like an upper-level job instead of actually working in a factory, doing manual labor.
Oh, hey, Melissa Hopkins, what's the topic of your show tomorrow?
Don't you dare touch any of my vintage stuff. I don't care what size it is.
The fuck are you talking about? Hello?
That does with the shoes, too.
Melissa?
Because.
The fuck is she doing?
One, it's just totally my style. And I just don't think those looks will ever go away. And it's so me.
Okay. All right. Hey, Melissa? Hello? All right. Easy Rider, can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
I hear
my
you.
God, what a nightmare. Wow, it's so weird. Who the hell was she talking to? What the hell was going on there?
You have her in the green room.
No, not. She was in the green room I put her in the green room when she tried to play that song. She's like, oh, you gotta hear this song, and she queued up the song, and I was like, oh, no, I'm not. I don't want. And that's when I played the Metallica song. But other than that, she's just been on mute a couple of times. But every time I take her off of mute, let's see what's going on now. Here, I'll take her off from the mute one more time, Melissa.
I didn't let myself go earlier.
What? Hello, Melissa. Can you hear me, Melissa? Melissa Hopkins, Earth to Melissa Hopkins. I tell you, we've got some weird cross chatter. I don't think she realizes she's still on the show with me.
Whoa.
Oh, she's on the phone with somebody else.
But she's
still on with the show. And she didn't mute herself. So she's just like having a conversation. We're like eavesdropping on her.
While you're unloading, that might hurt your back. Try lifting from the knees.
What a sick human.
So random. So fucking random.
Am I still in the green room?
No, you were never in the green room, dude.
So you could hear me saying cancer?
No, you were muted.
I wasn't muted, I checked. But when that guy was advertising his cigarettes, I kept saying cancer and calling him a faggot and all this other shit. But I guess you guys didn't hear me.
No.
He's promoting cancer. That's what I was
Keishu, you're back.
Griff.
Keisha
Griff.
Keisha Griff.
Okay, finally. God damn it. I've been talking to you this whole time.
And I was listening.
Oh, you're back. You're back. No, you've been on there. I was just ignoring you. You're back.
Sandwich.
I was about to get a bomb sandwich. Hell yes.
Yeah. Perfect. What kind of sandwich? What's in it?
I'm going to get a BLT, baby buns. They have the best BLTs on the fucking planet. And you get, like, you can get a half sandwich with a fucking soup. And you get, like, a bread bowl with the soup. And I always get the cream of broccoli. It's so good. Oh, my God.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. I have to order.
Yeah.
Okay. Right on. Holding on.
Are you ready to
keep you posted? Because I'm going to be in.
Yeah, tell us. Yeah, keep us posted. Keep us posted, Melissa.
Oh, Billy?
Hey, do you have any time to come on my show tomorrow?
We can go to the time.
From 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern time.
Do you want to just go get some food then first?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you. It's okay. Okay, well, officially, we don't get the best sandwich in the world because our kitchen is closed. So, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Blog Talk Radio. You don't get to hear me eating a wonderful sandwich tonight.
1 to 3 p.m. You can say...
This is it. This is radio spaghetti.
I want
this
you
is painful, then.
Your politics?
It's almost over. It's almost over.
You know what?
Women. Attention whores. Attention whores. This is
drunk attention whores.
That's what I deal with. This is why I was trying to push my show up earlier.
Be able to do it.
Wait this. I gotta do my show during the middle of the day or something now, I think.
I like the background music. That's a nice touch.
Okay.
Radio spaghetti.
Ben, baby bud.
I'm back.
Yeah, what's up, baby? What's up?
I love you.
Right on.
That totally is probably a fed right there. It looks like it, dude.
No, I can't. It's done.
That's not cool.
I mean, your time's done.
All right, everybody. Well, hey, thanks a lot for coming out.
Right.
And participating in Radio Spaghetti.
Radio motherfucking spaghetti in your anus.
Shout out to Kishu Zykova. What's the hot
the fucking Tucson, Arizona, Fourth Avenue.
Also, Pete dropped off. He obviously got sick and tired of this nonsense. I don't blame you, Pete. Thanks for coming through, though, dude. That was cool. Very cool to have you, Pete.
Oh, Derek.
Thanks. Shouts to Easy Rider. Easy Rider is here, but he's been lurking.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to have anything to do with Radio Spaghetti.
I'm sitting here laughing, man.
Yeah. Good times. Oh, man. Thank you, everybody.
That was a rough 5 minutes.
That was pretty tough. Hey, we used to do that all the time, man. When it was me, One Angry Jew, Ken Moore, and Moxie, we would just do that shit. Do that shit all fucking night long. It was insane. it would not all night, but we would do extended versions of that. That was nothing. You're lucky.
Yeah. I would have to agree with you. If it's worse than that, yeah, I'm lucky.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks for coming out, Melissa Hopkins. Thanks for coming out, Easy Rider, Kishu. Kishu, any final words before we get the fuck out of here from the bar?
And I love you. What I just said, eat my vagina, is what I said next.
You have a child. Yeah. That's inappropriate.
Nothing is inappropriate in my world, baby. I'm about to go get some pizza at Brooklyn.
That's great. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Appreciate it. Love you all. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. In the meantime, yeah, peace out.
anonymous teenage riot. Of government and corporate power, lawless and unrestrained. That's what we should talk about. Corporations exploit the power of the state to further enhance their power, and the real criminals get away. Are you ready to testify? Are you ready to testify? You have the full weight of law come crashing down upon you, so you don't resist. Surveyors, goons, force us to be silent. They kill the careers of journalists, so no one can resist. My flow is flooded like they shut up my water. I ain't got to share nothing to me for what I say about Obama. My black is red like a period comma. I'm a piranha just like every one of y'all. Let's take that show to the slaughter. Here we gotta be self-demoted last month's rent check. The boss walking Wall Street with a pimp set. People are moving. We need to flip the Grinchness. We low paid prostitutes with no fishnet. The job you read has got endless now. To Homeland Security, we are the bomb. Inform the house staff, the mob's on the lawn. And it ain't no soiree, the next hip hop. They call it black flag, but I'm not an anarchist. I'm on some thick Mohammed shit, collecting Bruce Banner shit. Over a piano pit, calculate the hammer hit. We're here collecting damages and hand and knuckle sandwiches. There's a class war going on, and it's the rich who are waging it. They try to destroy anyone who's a threat to their power, playing for peace.
Blobbity, 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 blah, blah, blah. Peace out, yo.